I'm going to press in.
Yes.
Jesus, good morning. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the heat and the humidity and air conditioning and fans and all the things that enable us to navigate, survive this these temperatures. And so it is such a blessing that we have comfort and help us to not take that for granted today. And Lord, as we, as David and I talk about you and our relationship with you and how to have more intentional relationships in the workplace, that your spirit would speak to each of us individually, encouragement and maybe challenge, and certainly some equipping to do this better. And just ask you to come against the enemy and any condemnation that he's trying to speak to us, whether folks are listening live or listening later. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. David Booz, you and I have faces for radio, as they say. So for the guys that our staff has met you, but a lot of the listeners haven't met you. Give us a quick little 60 seconds. Who's David Booz and how'd you end up at this table this morning?
I'm 43 years old. I'm middle-aged, I guess you could say. I'm married and I have two children.
What's your wife's name?
Old, Ashley.
Ashley.
Yep. A 10-year-old, Sophia, and a 7-year-old, Michael. And I was in operations in a corporate setting for 17 years. And maybe 19 years, somewhere around there.
Long time.
Yeah, 8 years with U.S. Bank and 9 or 10 or with Fifth Third. And I met you through Don Kennedy and he introduced us and the rest is history.
So you started coaching Dakota and working with him and you guys developed a friendship and Dakota said, I love this guy. I can't be without him. Let's bring him into the organization. And so you joined us 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
So
almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's great. So we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're here this morning. Glad to have you on our team and excited that God has sent you to us as the way I look at it. And so we want to get alongside you, David, and help encourage you, provide encouragement to you and equipping to you. And so, and I appreciate you coming on this morning and talking about like this intersection with your faith in the workplace. And it's, you know, it's, you're old enough, although you're a young man compared to myself and Rufus. But this intersection is really difficult. And I'm sure with corporate experience, like, you know, you're probably old enough to remember, you know, the idea, Rufus and I certainly do, don't talk about politics and don't talk about religion. Those are topics that are off the table.
Absolutely. There's diversity and inclusiveness.
Yeah.
And those are off the table.
Yeah.
Because you want to be inclusive. You don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
So you're close, tight knit people at work. You know who you end up knowing what pockets of people that you can speak to about your faith in the corporate setting. So this is a little bit of a cultural shock for me.
Coming into our company where I'm an HR nightmare. We talk about all this stuff.
Yeah. And which is great. And honestly, you're probably one of the only few that are this bold, I would say, if I had to guess.
So you have permission. And we talked to our staff about, you know, we want to be respectful to everybody's beliefs.
Absolutely.
And so anything that we do that makes guys feel uncomfortable, we want to make sure that they have permission to speak up. And we don't want to do anything that makes anybody on our team or any of our customers feel uncomfortable. However, you do have permission to be yourself. And we were talking in our men's group yesterday about holy hunches, like the Holy Spirit gives you a little prompting to maybe ask somebody something. Maybe as you're watching the guys come in this morning and you see some of the guys that look like they're really chipper and other guys seem like they're a little down, and to get alongside them and have permission to say, you know, how are you doing? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
In your experience corporately, professionally, what do you see as this like intersection of your belief systems, your faith, and then the workplace? Where do you How are you trying to navigate that? So you have permission to navigate it. How are you trying to do it? Not just here at Alluring Glass, but in general.
I was thinking a little bit on this last night, and I think a lot of it is not so much what you say. You can't convince somebody. You can't convince somebody or try to argue somebody into salvation into believing God's real, right?
Or belief.
Yeah. I think it's more like how you live your work ethic. You know, Colossians 3:23 talks about what work ethic looks like and what servanthood looks like, right? And so I would definitely say that navigating or displaying your work ethic is a sign of, or a way to present Christ without saying it. However, I think you need to be intentional with looking into pockets, or looking for pockets, should I say, at talking about your faith when the time is right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, tell me about so-and-so or this situation or that situation. Tell me about your relationship with your father.
Yeah.
You know, what happened with that?
Yeah.
Right.
Hard. You know, it's hard, especially, and you can relate to this because you've come into our company, and one of the first tasks is we've asked you to overhaul our receiving, staging, warehouse, like the entire warehouse, the receiving, staging, inventory. It's hot out there. I turned the fans on when I came in, opened the garage door. Dude, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot out there. So it's uncomfortable. You're sweating your butt off. You're working. You're new. Right. You're learning. Mm-hmm. You're learning a ton. And so for your brain's like totally engaged, it's really hard to, you know, when you're GSDing, getting stuff done, to have your peripheral open to somebody else. Like, you know, so-and-so seems a little down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's hard.
Absolutely.
That's hard to navigate.
And that's where yesterday there, you know, I'm not any names or anything, but there was a situation where I had work that I needed to get done. I wanted to get done.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily say I needed, but I wanted to get done. And I had to be intentional about, this is not the most important thing in front of me right now. And I laid it down and set it aside to try to relationally connect with staff members.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's hard. You know,
and tried to, but the way I'm probably geared like you, where if there's core tasks or there's widgets, right, in the corporate world.
Yeah.
We need to bang this out.
Yeah.
We need to get this done.
We got shit stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then I see like future, like I see everything else that's going on that still needs to be done.
Yeah.
Right. So these core tasks need to be completed fast, efficiently, and correctly.
Yeah.
And then we need to move on to other
things. And I think that's common for leaders, right? So leaders are, you know, typically they're type A's a lot of times, right? They're used to getting stuff done. Their self-worth, a lot, our identity is wrapped up in, I got work to do. This is work to do. And a lot of times we don't look at the relationships, the pause, right?
Yeah.
Paying attention to the holy hunches. There was a PSP that a buddy of mine, Tom Dixon, led months ago. And I've referred to it a bunch because it was so powerful. And the topic was as Jesus was going, like, you know, all the stories in the Bible are referencing Jesus is on his way somewhere. And as he was going to Galilee, wherever, then he stopped, you know, there was a blind man that he came in contact with, or somebody with leprosy, or somebody that he ministered to, but he didn't go to minister to them. He was on his way somewhere else. And I got to believe Jesus was a type A, like he's got to get stuff done. I want to be about the Father's work. So he's on his way to do something. And then he allowed the Holy Spirit to interrupt him and say, hey, Jesus, pay attention to, right, this blind man.
Yeah.
And so he modeled it for us.
Yeah.
Frick, that's hard.
It is very hard.
The other thing you said that I totally agree with, and Justin Wolfenberg spoke to this yesterday, we're going through that story form life, and he was talking about your faith is revealed to your kids when you get a flat tire, right? So you're driving somewhere, you're driving to practice or right to some function or to a picnic or on vacation, and you get a flat tire. And then all of a sudden, like you weren't planning on a flat tire, But that issue, that right, that roadblock, that constraint now provides an opportunity for your kids to see who you really are, right? Yeah. And so we see that in the workplace, right? Is in, again, a short period of time at a Learning Glass, but a long period of time in the marketplace. David, how do you navigate the stress, frustrations, anger? Like when you get pissed, how do you navigate that? Like, right? Because people are seeing that you're angry. Not that, you know, Jesus got angry, right? He turned the tables over yeah. In that church where they were gambling and stuff. So he got pissed. But yet he didn't sin.
I right? try as much to keep it in check yeah. as possible. I'm sure that and when I was younger, I'd act out, right? Yeah. Now I'm able to
act out as like scream, cuss, break things.
Yeah. Turn around and kick a pile of trays or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The technician's not fixing the machine. It's running like crap. I turn around and I kick a pile of machine, you know, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or somebody, you know, pisses me off, I'm in their face.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, but I realized yeah. that I couldn't get promoted without growing.
Yeah.
You can't treat people like that and right. get promoted and grow yourself personally or professionally.
So you get pissed, passive right. aggressive. I don't know you well enough to, you know, my default was always passive aggressive, right? There's some sarcasm in there. And that certainly isn't helpful, right?
Right. And then how I outlet now is I have 3 to 5 mentors that I continually go to. And I say, hey, this is the situation. You know, typically it's 3. I need you to help me in this. And I think that all of us personally and professionally need somebody who is, that pours into us, that's more spiritually mature than us.
Yeah.
And then we need people that are on the same playing field as us. We're pouring into
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
And then we're pouring into people that aren't as, hasn't sure. grown as much spiritually or up in the Father yeah. as the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, not that we're better than or anything like that, or pride or ego, or lay that all aside. You know, I yeah. think if you do those three things, you position yourself or point yourself towards personal and professional yeah. growth and spiritual growth.
Totally agree. I think that's very wise advice. And I totally subscribe to that. That's really smart for you. And
some people aren't teachable though, you know, so, you know,
yeah.
you know what I mean? You gotta be a person that is, will see it, own it and change it. Right.
See and, it, own it, change it. I like that.
And you got to be a person that will be open to constructive criticism. When I was younger, I wasn't open to constructive criticism. Now I am. You can come to me and say, David, you know, the Fort Taylor sure, teachers, yeah. you got lettuce in your teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can come to me and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't have handled this situation like this. Have you ever thought about handling it like that?
Yeah.
Or I didn't appreciate you doing this. I can say, oh, crap, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, please yeah. forgive me. And I'm sorry.
It's good.
But before I would be defensive and deflective and feel you're coming down on me yeah. or take it personal.
Yeah.
It's hard for me even now to this day to separate personal from business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a lot of blurred lines there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
well, we talked about it with Grant Dawson, I think maybe John Alice too, about different hats and like, articulating, hey, I'm putting my buddy hat on right now. I'm putting my coworker hat on right now. I'm yeah. putting my boss hat on right now. Just so you know, the words that are coming out of my mouth are coming through the lens of I'm your friend right now. I think that's really helpful. The two things that strike me this morning is one is the hypocrisy of us as Christians, right? So I've been around the church long enough that, and I've been that guy that, you know, you learn the right things to say, but everybody that knows me knows I'm not walking the walk. I'm just talking the talk. So hypocrisy is certainly unhealthy and unhelpful. The second thing, and we're going to talk about this in our staff meeting on Monday, is that like your belief system should also empower you to have courage to have tough conversations, right? We should be telling people the truth. And so we're going to talk to our staff about that on Monday. It's like how, you know, coaching them up to say, hey, you know, you've got feelings, like people that are running into me, right, have feelings about things that I'm not doing well, and they have to be trained on how to pull me aside and say, hey, Jerry, can I talk to you about something, right, that
right.
something that you did or said that was offensive to me or I don't agree with, to do that in a very respectful way. I think that's a skill. And I think the body of Christ needs that skill. Like, we need to have courage. All the leaders, we need to be trained to speak up. So in modeling that.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of time. It's good stuff, man. Well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad
to
be here.
It's been a fun, two weeks. Yeah. I love it.
I'm still trying to figure out my niche, you know?
Yeah. Well, me too. So, and I'm 55 years into this. So, all right, my friend, will you get the honor of praying us into the rest of our Thursday, if you would?
Thanks. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we get to spend in the mornings with you, and this time that's been decisioned and decided to just lay aside all the things that we want to navigate through our days to just focus on you. And I thank you for Alluring Glass and this opportunity to be even more present to you and what you're doing in my life. And I'm sure that many others on this call would be forever grateful. And I just ask that you bless and foster and manage the relationships and to help us act like you in the workplace today and to lay aside our own agendas, to have patience and to be loving and kind and gentle. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well done. Love you guys. Have a great Thursday.